Hello?
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 Hello? Buenas?
Hello? Who is this?
Hi, my name is George, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a news media, including radio, print, newspaper, and advertising agency and media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Excuse me?
No. Nobody works for media. Nobody works for political campaign.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County, mayor and county commissioner. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County, mayor and county commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote?
The answer number one.
Thank you. And with the following, I would like to ask you, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
What is your main racial background?
Hispanic, from Spain.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36, 45, 40, 55, 56, 65, 66, 75, or over than 75?
65, 75.
Generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
I think they're in the right direction.
From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Here's the first one. Quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, housing and property, insurance cost, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, flooding, sea level rise and high environmental resilience, corruption in local government.
You can only answer one?
Yes, miss.
The price of
if
goods.
If you like, I can...
The price of goods.
Okay. And although it is a nonpartisan election, if the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely going to vote for a Democratic candidate. Probably going to vote for a Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to a Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for a Republican candidate. Probably vote for a Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican's candidate.
Probably vote for a Republican candidate.
You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion or never heard of?
Very unfavorable.
What about Rossi? Cordero? Stutz?
I don't know who she is. Never heard of her.
What about Fabi? Okay. What about Vicky Lopez?
Somewhat favorable.
Fabian Basabi?
Don't know who that is.
Francis Suarez?
Very favorable.
Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
And what about Maria Elvira Salazar?
Very favorable.
Alfonso Alfie León.
Don't know who that is.
Donald Trump.
Very, very favorable.
Carlos Jimenez.
Somewhat favorable.
Daniela Lavín Cava.
Somewhat favorable.
Joe Carollo.
Very unfavorable.
Joe Sanchez.
Somewhat favorable.
Elaine Higgins.
Somewhat favorable.
Miguel Solomon.
Don't know who that is.
And thank you again for your patience. You will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commissioner. Here's the first one. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Elaine Higgins or Alfonso Alfie León?
Elaine Higgins.
And if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Elaine Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
Elaine Higgins.
And if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Elaine Higgins or Joe Carollo?
Elaine Higgins.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Elaine Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
You will now be given some statements about Elaine Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more or less likely to vote for Elaine Higgins in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. During these challenging times, Elaine Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Much more likely.
The other one says, Elaine Higgins gave billions of taxpayers' dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed. And Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Elaine Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contribution from the corrupt big developer who are pushing out long-term residents from their homes by buying high-end luxury properties that every people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely.
Elaine Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bit stop and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher cost, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman used every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely.
And thank you again for your patience. Since Elaine Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in our community more than doubling in Miami, having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed income. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely.
While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Elaine Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely.
And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. And one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Elaine Higgins, Alfonso, Alfie Leon?
Well, I wouldn't make up my mind right now because I haven't heard about Alfonso Leon, so I have to hear about him.
Okay. And if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Elaine Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
Probably Miguel Solomon.
Any of the primary elections for Miami-Dade County were held today, commission, for whom would you vote? Elaine Higgins or Joe Carollo?
Not Joe Carollo. So I would have to vote for Elena Higgins or Elaine Higgins.
I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. What is the last grade or formal education you have completed?
Bachelor.
What is your national ancestry?
I'm sorry, my national? What did you say?
Yes, what is your national ancestry?
Cuban.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, ma'am.